Well, with more people working from home, the internet is seeing a spike in usage, and the Federal Communications Commission is working to expand and improve access to shrink the digital divide during the coronavirus pandemic. Joining us now is the chairman of the FCC, Ajit Pai. Chairman, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, we're hearing that Netflix and YouTube are reducing streaming quality across Europe for the next month to keep the internet from collapsing because of all the usage. Are you anticipating anything like that in this country?
I do not. And we have been in regular touch with both the companies that operate networks as well as some of the trade associations that have a broader view of the internet infrastructure in the United States. And thus far, our infrastructure seems to be holding up extremely well. And so I do not anticipate that consumers in regard to video streaming or any other services will see a degradation of that type that would be required.
Now, you've asked internet providers to pledge to ensure that Americans do not lose their broadband or telephone connectivity as a result of these exceptional circumstances. What does that mean? What are they doing to ensure connectivity?
Three specific things I asked the industry to step up and commit to do, and thus far, almost 400 companies have stepped up and have taken this pledge. And the Keep Americans Connected pledge consists of, number one, committing not to terminate service to any residential or small business customers if they're unable to pay their bills, to waive any late fees that any such customers might incur, and number three, to open Wi-Fi hotspots to any American who needs them. And in addition to that, I made some asks of them with respect to low-income customers and increasing speeds and the like, and many, many companies have stepped up, and I'm very grateful for them doing that, especially as Americans transition to telework, to telehealth, and remote learning.
So does that mean that if our listeners, if there's a listener out there who's lost income as a result of the coronavirus, that they don't need to worry about paying their bill for internet for this month on time and they're not going to have any problems?
That is correct. If your provider has committed to taking my Keep Americans Connected pledge, then that means that the company cannot terminate service because of that customer's inability to pay a bill.
What else are you doing when it comes to trying to make sure that everybody has access to high-speed internet right now? Because, as you know, a lot of Americans who've never had to work from home or work remotely are having to do so.
We've taken aggressive action to close that digital divide, as it's called. For example, we recently set up a $20 billion program to get unserved parts of this country connected to the network. In addition, just over the last couple of weeks, we've taken incredibly important steps with respect to telehealth, increasing the support, for example, that is available for rural healthcare, making sure that low-income customers are able to maintain some of their connectivity. Doing the same with respect to educational technology. As students go home, we want to make sure that they have as much flexibility as they can to do their lessons. But I personally have been in touch with, as has my staff, with members of Congress to say, there are certain things we cannot do under the law. We would appreciate more flexibility, more funding to enable us to do that. And I hope those conversations bear fruit in the near term.
That is Ajit Pai, the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. Chairman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.